Music from a popular symphonic piece by German composer Richard Strauss played a memorable role in the 1968 Hollywood film 2001 A Space Odyssey. As WRTI's Susan Lewis reports, those famous bars are only the beginning of a work that continues to engage and intrigue the classical music world.
Think of the rising of the sun for the first time ever.
It's the world being created. It's the Big Bang.
Russian conductor Vladimir Yurovsky says it's an ingenious beginning to the tone poem, also Sprach Zarathustra.
The thing is, it's so simple, it's nearly primitive, but it works.
Referencing Nietzsche's literary meditation of the same name, Strauss musically explores the relationship between man and nature, adding his own sense of theater.
He rearranges the book completely, but he makes a perfect drama of the development of the human race from its lowest regions to the highest.
From dawn to the grave, from science to dancing, the music, says Yurovsky, is rich with different meanings, humorous, ironic, lyrical, and sincere.
What Nietzsche is trying to say, and what Strauss is certainly putting into notes, is that neither religion, no science, not even human compassion can give you the answer to all those burning questions of humanity. And the eventual answer is in the dancing song. It's a yes to life. There is vitality and loveliness about this music, as well as slight distance and irony.
Strauss conducted the premiere in Frankfurt on November 27th, 1896.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.